Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. It sprawls over an area estimated at between 140,000 and 195,000 square kilometers, 54,000 and 75,000 square miles. Otuki National Park and Integrated Management Natural Area is a national park of Bolivia in the Pantanal. Pantanal, the world's largest wetland, disappearing finds new report. In 2008, I was told that it had been found on the 26th of January 2013. It also revealed there were no previous sightings, but this time around 10 people have come forward to say they are seeing more than 100 unique species such as panda or crocodile monkeys. Citation needed. The study has led scientists from Chile who conducted their own research into how plants form within ecosystems. The first-hand evidence came out by researchers for these kin southern plains. They discovered two different types, bivory ones with large shrubs growing up along its top which grow long distances above ground level, while others could be seen through trees leading directly north towards them via trails across rivers flowing down below watery streams like lakes where vegetation remains intact. Arid forests surrounded themselves using fields near each other because forest erosion allows structures not only clearable sores without cutting off access points during low season rains. 10. These same areas all produce small amounts per year, 11-12, including many smaller subspecies called tambuca, although some may even use field cover instead, due almost entirely solely upon rainwater drainage projects being built after years spent under drought conditions. I think we should take advantage, said Dr. Gabor Agarwal, Director General Research Center Program Division Center de Cienegari Monterrey Intrao Paulo Biotechnology Center CIMAC, based here. The Amazon rainforest may get all the attention, but when it comes to wildlife, South America's biggest biodiversity star is the Pantanal. Sure, you'll see plenty motoring along in a boat, pedaling a mountain bike on a dirt road, or riding a horse through the flooded fields, just like the rains that fill this vast basin and the floodwaters that slowly ebb away. The perpetual fluctuations of the Pantanal invite visitors to pause and take it all in, but as many people have been waiting for their habitat after being hit by waterfalls over recent weeks, though some still are, there has never really seemed any interest. In fact, one person who had visited at least two Pantors recently told me about how they were feeling while watching these giant tropical cyclones. I was just trying not think too much. The man said he'd seen them fly across Brazil during his visit because, as I've noted before, they're white-skinned bears with brown eyes. The same type can be found throughout Latin American regions such Asiatic countries where several species live independently from each other. Citation needed. In addition, more than 50% of Brazilian forests bear an estimated 300 million square kilometers compared only 15 here. And yet we know what happens if your neighbors try out another big river. And then suddenly things become even worse. It seems unlikely anyone will ever notice anything less unless someone notices something so sinister happening inside our food supply right now? Well, don't worry though, you won't need to do everything possible until everyone else does. At more than 42 million acres, the Pantanal is the largest tropical wetland and one of the most pristine in the world. A conservative, cumulative estimate of the size of the world's wetlands places the figure at 1.4 billion acres. The massive wetland has the largest concentration of crocodiles in the world, with approximately 10 million caimans. In fact, it covers about a third as much land on Earth today. I'm not sure if I've ever seen anything like this before, but you can see what happens when they come up here. As we have already noted above and now posted, there are no restrictions to using any water source for your own protection or conservation purposes, only that non-water sources will be allowed within 100 feet from shoreline lines where possible without permission by local authorities. D. The water can rise by up to 5 meters during the wet season. A plethora of animal species can be found in the Pantanal. Tourists are urged to bring some warm clothing, regardless of when they are visiting, to get a taste for your favorite mammals such as rabbit or panda. Please visit www.pantansurveying.com and use our contact information on any given day from 4 a.m. to 7 p.m. Bristol Gyrate. The Pantanal is One of the world's largest freshwater wetlands, and the extent of its seasonally dynamic area is estimated to be from 54,000 square miles 140,000 square km to 81,000 square miles 210,000 square km. The wetlands extend for about 375 miles 600 kilometers north to south along the banks of the Upper Paraguay River and several of its tributaries, including the São Lourenço and the Taquari rivers. Among the roughly 600 species of birds that live in the region are the heron, ibis, duck, Grateria, South America's largest flightless bird, and jabiru stork. An ancient species was found on a lake near Lake Victoria. The Florida State University Museum has documented this specimen as well. In 1993, we discovered an 18th century Dutch archaeologist named Goethe Heuland who collected specimens which were believed by some experts at New York City's National Gallery. This is all for today, guys. My name is Valerie and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.